Avshimon Eima Kol Shakesef V'Yodai Yodai Ala Yoyne. We hear in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, that Nosan Lai Mois V'Lai Moshach Emenu Perek Shoch Alav Zavoy. Rav Shimon Eima Kol Shakesef V'Yodai Yodai Ala Yoyne. Rashi says, and the Mishnah that Memdal Yochel Azabay Zevazet, that the Tanakama, the Chachamim hold that Mois Einem Kainais, so Sai the Lekeach and Sai the Moich could be Chayzen. And Rav Shimon said, Kol Shakesef Yodai Poligad Rabbonon, the Omri Nosan Lei Mois Yochel Azabay Afil Lekeach. As Rav Shimon Lameima, Meichel Shakel B'yodu D'yochel Achzaboy, the Meichel K'bi Chayzer, Aval Akeach, Ein Yochel Achzaboy, B'dmor Meforish Taime. We had the Gemara said, because the whole time is that we're afraid, Shem Yemal Nisru B'chitech Abaliyah, and if the Moicha will have a schus chazore, he'll be matzel the chitim, because they might become nisyake, and it's worthwhile to be matzel the chitim, because he could be chayze from the mekach if he'll be nisyake. And the chachamim hold, shem shetikne meshicha, the Moicha can tikne meshicha b'rekaya. The keach can also be chayze, cause man he didn't make meshicha. Tanya Omar Rav Shimon, Amosai, now, so Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah, Kol Shakesef V'Yoda Yoda Al Yoyne, so that means that the Moicha has a Schus Chazore, and the Lekeach does not have a Schus Chazore. Tanya Omar Rav Shimon, Amosai Bizman Shakesef V'Peres V'Yad Moicha. If the Kesef and the Peres are Biyad Moiches, Yode Aliyayne. Avul Kesef Biyad Moiche, U Peres Biyad Likeyach, Eine Yochel Achzaboy. But if the Kesef is Biyad Moiche, the Peres are Biyad Likeyach, Eine Yochel Achzaboy. Bimneishe Kaspoy Biyodoy. That's what says in the Baraisa. So, first of all, the words don't make sense. That means it says that the peiros abiyad alekeach, the moicha can't be chayzem, neishe kaspoy biyodoy. So it would seem because the lekeach has the kesef. So the Gemara asks, biyodoy, biyad moicheru. It said the peiros Kesef biyad moicha, peiros biyad lekeach, and yochel achzaboy mnei shekaspoy biyodoy, biyodoy biyad moicha hu. Elo mipnei shedmei kaspoy biyodoy. No, it means that the peiros are biyad lekeach. The peiros are biyad lekeach. So then, we can't be chayza, then the moicha can't be chayza. Fragte Gemara Pshite. It's a Poshit. The Gemara's Kash is, what does that mean? That the Lekeach made Meshicha. He gave him the money, and he made Meshicha. So the Moichi can't be Chayzer. After Meshicha, he can't be Chayzer. So fragte Gemara Pshite. Omar Rode. Hoche b'mayas kinon, that what we said, that d'mei kaspoy b'yodoy, that means that the peiros are b'yad alekeach, we don't mean to say that literally that the peiros are b'yad alekeach and made a meshicha. Hoche b'mayas kinon, k'goin shahoyso aliyo shalekeach, muskeres b'yad moicha. The aliyah of the lekeach as mothers want to say that the Lekeach lived downstairs, and the Aliyah, the second floor, is Muskeres Biyad Moicha. He rented it to the Moicha. And now, he bought Chitim from the Moicha. And the Chitim are where? In the Aliyah that belongs to the Lekeach and is rented to the Moicha. Time am I tkina Rabbonon Meshiche? Why would Rabbonon besaken Meshiche? Gzeire Shema Yoimeloi Nisrafu Chitecha Baliyah. So we were afraid the Moicha will tell him that his Chitim got burnt. Now, here, his chitim are the rishus of the lekeach. That means it's rented out to the moicha, but the aliyah belongs to the lekeach. Enough lo, the leke boines, iu torach, umaisilo. So, poshit, it would seem that since the Aliyah belongs to the Lekeach, so if the Lamy boy, if he's living under Aliyah, he's living underneath, so if there'll be a fire, so the Lekeach will make sure to be matzel the tour. He's near there. It's his Aliyah. So Mamela, so the Gzeira is not applicable. It means the whole reason they said Mois ain't a kindness because maybe the Moicha will not be Matzel the Chitim. But here, if it's the Chitimar and the Li of the Lekeach, so I don't have to rely on the Moicha. The Lekeach will take care of the Chitim. It's his Aliyah. There'll be a Sreifa. He'll make sure to be there. If he lives near the Aliyah, it's Golgot. So, Mamela, we have a Heichet Himtze, that we are not dependent on the goodwill of the Moicha to be Matzel the Chitim. We have the Lekeach who is around, and then he'll be Matzel the Chitim. So, if there's no problem of Shema Yoimeloi, Nisrafu Chitecha Baliyah, because the Lekeach is around to be Matzel, so then we say Mois Kainis. That's Lecheire, what the Gemara is saying. Now let us just think for 1 minute. Now this din, that if the Aliyah, the Lekeach is Muske to the Meicha, so the Gemara says, so the gzeira of Nisrafu Chitecha Baliyah is not applicable, so then Mois is kindness. So is this halacha negeya only Rab Shimon, or is it negeya the Rabbanon also? So lechere is nothing to do with Rab Shimon. I mean, lechere, there's a machlokes, Rab Shimon and the Rabbanon, there's a chash of Nisrafu Chitecha Baliyah, who, how did Chazal want to avoid this chash? So according to Rab Shimon, they said, the Moicha could be Chayza from the Mecca, and that'll take away the chash from Nisru Chitecha Baliyah. The Chama said, no, in order to take a Kshem Sheh, Tiknu Mashicha, Moicha, Kach Tiknu Mashicha Balakuchas, they said, both could be Chayza, and that'll Zicha take away the chash from Nisru Chitecha Baliyah. But now, that we have a case that there's no shash of nisur v'chitecha baliyah, so he will say mois kainis. So this din is not negay only Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon got said this in the baraisa, but it's not negay Rab Shimon. This is lachera aloche muskemes that in such a case mois is kainis. So it's negay say Rab Shimon inside the rabbon. We'll see in a minute. It's not so partial. Let us see Rashi. אין מסע יש חזור בדובו, סרב שימצד בונה זה הדין חזור, בזמן שהכסף הוא פרס ביד המויכר. יוכל מויכר לחזור בוי, then we said, את המויכר כתביכו, איזה כל נתרב שימן, דוקמינו רבונה בישוס אל החזור, כי היכה דליטרח ולעצו, זה שביטי ריח נלבי מצו. But, אבל כסף ביד מויכה, אבל כסף ביד מויכה, פרס ביד לקח, אני אוכל להחזר בוי. נשקס בוי ביודוי. משמע שלקח קיבל כבר כס בוי, צריך לגמור את כס בוי ביודוי ביד מויכה, אלא מבני שדמי כס בוי ביודוי, he has the פרס. So the Gemara understood, that means that the Lekech made a Meshiche. So the Gemara says, no, the Lekech made a Meshiche, Pshite. So the Rashi, are a Meshiche yesh. Afilu Rabbona Moedem. Now, these three words are very problematic. So the Afilu Rabbona Moedem, so it seems from Rashi, that this is a memra of Rav Shimon, and this is Rav Shimon's Ashtik Torah. If it means he made a Meshiche, so the Rabbana also made it. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? It doesn't mean he made a Meshiche, it means that the Aliyah of the Lekech was Muska to the Moicha, oh, and then it's good. And then by says the Rabbana won't be made it. It's very schwer. I just like to be Ma'ira, there's a Shver Pshat that about the Nura brings down in our Mishnah, Sarambam and Pirish and Mishnah. So I won't go into the Pshat, but according to them, this is only a memra of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Aliyah Muskeres, Aliyah Shalakech, Muskeres Lamoicha. It's only Rav Shimon Lishitosai. Rav Shimon Lishitosai. And the Tosfos Yom Tov asks on them that Aliyah Muskeres Lamoicha has nothing to do with Rav Shimon and the Rabbona. In such a case, everyone will be Moiden. And Shulchan Aruch also says like this. We don't pass the light to Rav Shimon, we pass the light to Chachamim. And Aliyah Muskeres Lamoicha, so everyone is moided and no one can be chayza. But l'chayr we have here Arashi. Arashi seems to say that this emes in the lashon of the Barais is also mal. I mean, Amar Rav Shimon. I mean, what's that to Rav Shimon? Rashi somehow it would seem that according to the Chachamim the din is not like that. The place John Tavask is very good. L'chayr, why not? If it's not applicable to Shash of Nisvach Yitech HaMalchi, so no one should be able to be Chayza. Look to Rashi weiter, Muskeres Biyad Moicha, Voyu HaPeres, Menochim Biyad HaLekech. So the Peres are in reality in the Rishus of the Lekech. V'loi Shetikno Loicha Tzeret. Gemara doesn't mean that the Chotzer that he's kind of chotzer when he's in a samoy. The given the kibol haschar, if we're speaking about that the lekeach rented out the aliyah to the moicha, is nikna mokim la moicha, kol yemei eschirs. I mean, if he rented it to the moicha, so it's kinyan chotzer, rashi b'chatzere shom moicharu. I mean, kinyan chotzer, the one who rents is kind of with chotzer, so it's rented out to the moicha. El Rav Shimon is leimo is kainah is tvar teire, kidam rino. U meshiche tekante da rabonan hi, vahoche lo yitzrish tekante, the time of my tikin rabonan, yeah. But so now I'm thinking of this, so maybe now, maybe it's not fair what I asked before. Because Rashi says over here, if we paskin like Rish Lakish, Rashi does paskin like Rish Lakish, so the calm of the Rabbonon is because Mois ainum kindness. So then Aliyah Muskeres Lemoicher, Aliyah Muskeres Lemoicher, also the thing is you can be able to be Chayza. Because Mois ainum kindness, period. Oh, so Rashi Lashitosa is very good. Rashi Lashitosa, Rashi Paskins like Rish Lakish. So Mele, so the Rabbanon hold like Rish Lakish, Mois ainum kindness. So then you could be Chayza Fila Aliyah Muskeres Lemoicher. It's very good. Kindness to Ba'atayre. Rashi means in the Rabbanon hold Mois ainum kindness. I mean, Rashi going with Rish Lakish, Rashi passes by Rish Lakish. Ah, so Mamela, so Taka, this is Taka, a member of Rab Shimon, and the Rabbanon Taka Achayla. Inami Shema Tipo, Legoris, like, there was two, Shema Yemla in Yisrael for Ritecha Balia, Inami Shema Tipo, Shema Tipo Dleike, Legoris, like, the Loyalish Nachine, Vihihi, I mean, Shema Yisrael for Ritecha, Shema Tipo Dleike. Ahu Gabre, the Yoiv Zuzi Yachamro. A person gave money for wine. The Saif Shoma, the Koboy Lemintsevev, the Bey Palzik Refila. Palzik was the name of the Tsar. And Rafila, he was a Mishnah Lamelech. This wine that the Moicha sold him, it seems this Mishnah Lamelech had an intent to take it for himself. Amalei, Havli Zuzi. So he went over to the Moicha and he says, give me back my money. They want to take away the... Also, Lekami de Rav Chizda. So yes, Rav Chizda, if the Lekeach could be Chizda. Amalekah derech shetikna meshicha b'moichem, kach tikna meshicha b'lekuches. So, poshet we learn pshat, Mein Rav Chizda is going according to the Chachamim. If you hold Mois kindness, there was a takona that the lekech also could be chayza. We learned that Rabbeinu Tamshit is that according to Rav Shimon, if there's a hefsed gomor, Rav Shimon is also made that the lekeach could be chayza. Al machlekes is if there was the same price, nothing changed. So then Rav Shimon also lekeach can't be chayza, only the meicha could be chayza. Zekrashi parzik shem asar revila mishnah lamelach. Tadar shetikna mishiche. Lachser by Hamoicha Kozman Shleimoshach Alekeach. Achtikno Meshiche Lachser ben Alekuches. Zogt der Mishnah weiter. Ho eino anu sugiem. Ho eino arba kesef me'esrim ve'arba kesef l'sela. Doino is there are, just what is mentioned, there are three dinim by Eino. There's Eino Shtus, if the Eino was a sixth, so then the din is Kone or Machzer Eino. That's how we pass in Leiloche. That means the Kinyan is Chal. And the whoever was up out, either he paid too much, he'll get back the Eino. If the Meicha was up out, so the Lekech will pay him the Eino. Kone umarzer Eino. If it's more than a Shtus, it's a fifth. So then there's a bit of mekach. And both can be chayza. If there's less than a shtus, it's a mechila. That means, so it's kone, and forget about it. There's, one cannot be exact to figure out the shavius, the exact shavius of a commodity. So, less than a shtus is a mechila. The rosh is mesupik if that's only, the aloch is only if it was sold already, so then you can't demand back the ino. That means if there was a ino in the 7th and 8th, so you can't, that's, it's a mechila, you can't demand it back. But l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do such a thing. Or maybe there's no isafil l'chatchila. You can't, the person can't be mitzamsen the magbel, the exact shavius of a chayfet. So, till a shtus, that's more or less, that's the shavius of the chayfet, and it can be sold for such a price. But now, our Mishnah Deva'il is speaking about eino shtus. Eino of a sixth, which is kone umachzer eino. So the Mishnah says, eino arbo kesef me esrim ma'arbo kesef l'sel. So let's learn a poshe pshat, that let's say the chayfetz is worth 24 mois, and there are 24 mois in a cella. There are 6 mo in a dinner, and there's 4 dinrim in a cella. So there's 24 mo kesef in a cella. So now let us just say, if it was sold for 28 mo, that means we had a article that was worth 24 more, that's the true value, and it was sold for 28 more, so that means the lekeach was overcharged a sixth of the true value. So that's the din I know abo kesef miyesrim abo kesef lesela shtus lemekach. Let us see Rashi. Haino abo kesef mois kesef. For mois kesef, mois, we're talking about a coin. Shehem sheish bedina, there are 6 more in a dina, and there are 4 dinrim in a sela, me esrim babo kesef le sela. Im hoyo hamekach bedmei a sela. The mekach was worth a sela. The mekach was worth 24 more, shehu chav dalet mois. Hashte havi eino shtus lemekach. So if he was overcharged 4 more extra, he was charged 28 more. Chayiv lahoshiv loy kol einosai. So the moicha has to return him the whole eino. Avo kesef. That's 4 kesef. So the first bov in the Mishnah is not to gefelach. Ad mosai muta lahazir, ad kedei sheyare letagar oy lekroivoy. Zot Rashi, ad mosai muta lahazir, mishen is ane, Behold the noket loshen muta lashminin, the leke afilu mishe pora lahazer amekach, oy sheyitain loy eino osoy. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate on this Rashi. Rabbi Kivega explained this Rashi. There's a problem with this Rashi, but let's just, for 1 minute, let us look at the Mishnah and Daf Nun Aleph Amad Aleph. The Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, it says, Misho hutal olof, a person who was nisane, yodai ala yoine, rotsa oimaloi tenli moisai, etenli ma sha'anisoni. So now, this Mishnah holds, this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that holds by Ashtus, the Misane has a choice. Not the way we mentioned before, that by Ashtus is Kone or Marzereino. This, the next Mishnah, we'll see Rabbi Kvekis is the Tana of our Mishnah, is the same Tana, holds that by Aino Ashtus, its mission is ane is yodei alo yoine. So that means, let's talk. He sold him something that was really worth 24 more. He sold him for 28. Now the lekeach finds out that he was overcharged. So the lekeach has a brayer. If the lekeach wants, he can say, he charges, overcharged me, I couldn't talk. I have a lot to come to Mecca, I couldn't talk. Give me back my money. Give me back my money. And then the Moichah said, no, I'll give you back that. Give me back my money. So that's the din. He can run back his money. Or he can tell the Moichah, it's Yodei Alo Yoine, listen, you owe me for more, you were ma'ana me, you fooled me, you overcharged me for more. Give me for more. Fine. Now, let us talk about the first case. Let's say he gave him money. He gave Lekech, gave him the money. And now he finds out that he was overcharged. So, it's mutalachsa boy. It's Yod Eliyoyne. He can say, Tenli Moisai. He says, give me back my money. Now, let's say, in such a case, when he gave him the money, so Lechere, now he wants, the Lekeach wants to be Chayze from the Mecca. So Lechere, till now, we learned that you give money, you want to be Chayze, it's Mekabo Mishapora. It's true. That means that's if there was no Eino in the Mecca. There was no Eino in the Mecca. So my mother, some say you want to be Chayze. You can be Chayze. Moiseinam Kainis. But you have to be Mekabala Mishapo. But if the Tana of the Mishnah holds, if he was Nisane, is Yodei Alo Yoine, he has a right to be Chayze. He has a right to be Chayze from the whole Mecca. So Memele, so then it's Mutalachse, I'm allowed to be Chayze. There's no Mishapora. So Memele, fine. That's one day. Now, the Mishnah really is talking about something else. This din that the Lekeach Kentaine, that listen, I was Nisane, thus, therefore he can demand Chazore. This is, till he had a chance to show it to a taga or a kore, that means he didn't know the exact shavius of this chayfetz. He shows it to a businessman or to a kore. They tell him, "Oi, did he rip you?" So then the din is that he has a right to be chayza. What is if he had time and he is something more chashiv to do with his time than to find out if he overcharged again. So then we assume this is a mechila. You had time, you didn't bother to inquire were you overcharged or not overcharged. So then, if this time passed and you did not inquire, the case is closed. Sold, no timers, can't be chayzer, you can't run back to Eino. If you show that it doesn't bother you and interest you, you were overcharged, we say that is a din mechila and a guten tag. So, be'etzem, so let's start learning the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, ad mosai muta lahavse. He says, this schus, So for let's go back to the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. And Mosai Mutar Lahachzer, we're saying our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, which is on Daf Nun Aleph, that he holds Yodei Ala Yoine, if he wants to, he can be from the whole Mecca. Ad Kedei Sheyaro Letaga Oy Lekoy. So there's a Zman Mugbul, that till he has a time to show it to Tagar Yekoy. So in this time span, if he found out, he could go. And he can go to the Moicha and he can be Chayse. That's right. So this man of Chazore is in this time span. Let us just say, let's say it's a 2-hour time span. So that's what Mishnah means. After the Mecca, the next 2 hours, he can be Chayse. Now, let's start learning Rashi. Admos Aymut Elahazer, Mi Shenisane, the one who got up and out, to how long can he be chosen? Vaha did not get Loshin Muta. Now why do you say Loshin Muta? Lashmin is the Lakafula Mishapora Lahazer Amekach. So if Rashi would stop over here, it's very good. Rashi is going, according to the next Mishnah, Mi shuhutalal of yodala yoine, he has a right to be chayzer from the Mecca, and the Mishnah says it's mutala harzer, it's, because that means there's no mishapora, but he gave the money. Oy she yitin loy oinosoy. Now here Rabbi Kivege got stuck. So what is Rashi saying then? If he demands the Aino, it's mutter to demand the Aino, and he won't be Mekabala Mishapora. So, Greg asks us, where's the Mishapora over here? He wants back the Aino. What is that? He really wants the Mecca. And if it's going together, he's saying, he's giving the ultimatum to the Moich, listen, I'll give you a choice. Either give me the Aino, if you don't give me the Aino, I want to be Chayza. So Rabbi Kivege says, so in such a case, there's also not a Mishapora. Forget about the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I mean, I'm going over to the Moich and say, listen, I don't want to be Chayza. You give me the Aino, it's good. You don't want to give me the Aino, then I'll be Chayza. That's not called I was Chayza. I gave you the Efsharus to be Mekayim the Mecca. You don't want to give me the Aino, so give me back my money. So Rabbi Kivege has a problem with this Rashi. That Rashi seems to be saying there's a chiddush, there's no mishapora, and since Rashi, and if Rashi would only say the first thing, he just wants to be chayzer, so then it would be good. So Rashi is saying there's no mishapora. But since Rashi puts on yachzali oino, so then the whole thing gets a little problematic. This is Rabbi Kivege's Rashi. Let us just see Taisus for 1 minute. Bechdei sheyara letaga oy lekhoivoy. In taima in kein nosata dvorecha lishiyurim. So this is a very vague shiur. That is where his korev, his taga is. The pomim sheim rechoikim imenu. So till he has a chance to show it to them, a 5-hour time span. Upamim shem kroivim, he could show to them in 5 minutes. So this is a pismasata tveyacha l'shiurim how v'shloima d'loilam yesh shir echad lefi ma shem motzi roiv pa'omim shechazal made a standard shir sheyuchal haris letaga oy lekroivoy. Bimhem kroivim eure choiking em hifle meise. It comes out that they are, they're far away, or close. Shvukach lo yitna lo yishus lo yipochus lo yaisus. Okay, this is, according to this is Shitas HaToisvis, we have to understand how this works, Take. I mean, lechere, we understand that, by not showing, is a hechoche that he's meichelim. that it doesn't bother him if he's not interested to find out if he was overcharged or not. So it's like a mechila. So how can we make a standard shiur? Okay, let's divide leave this song on Taisma, but this is Shitas HaTaisma. Hoyre Rabbi, let's go back to the Mishnah. Hoyre Rabbi Tarfin Belut. Rab Tarfin gave a psak in Lut. I know Shmoine Kesef Me'esrim Ve'arba Kesef L'Sela Shlish L'Mekka. I'm Hoyre the Kipsak that Rab Tarfin said that the Shir I know is a third. That means if the chayfetz was worth 24, and they charged them 32. That's kona machzei no. Charged them 28. That's a shem mechila. Nothing. There's no. You don't have to be chayza. V'samchu tagrei lut. So the tagrei lut heard such a psak from Rab Tarfin. They were bucky v'schoyre. They knew how to convince a customer, and so now then, business already, the economy just went up, business is booming, till a shlish l'mekach is not enough. Omar lahem, but then he said another psak Rab Tarfin, kol ayoy muta lachza, what the shir is, atshiyare l'kroiva, you have a whole day to, Amrulai, no, you have a whole day, so they're up to creek already. Yaniach lona Rab Tarfin, but kaimeinu v'chosla divrei chachomim. Forget about Rab Tarfin. We're going back to the psak of the chachomim that, we're still better off with a smaller shear, but al kaponim, he doesn't have too much time. Kitzul chaparain, the shear shear le taga le kreiva. What does Rashi say? Kedei shiyar ha-mekach le-targa al-yachem mikroivov. Vimsho yoysa mochal al-einos. This is a mechila. V'samcho tagrilut shayu b'kiyim b'schoyre meichim b'yoyker. So they were elated with this shir eino till they found out that he has a whole day to be chayzer. Itma. Rav Omar Shtus Mekach Shaninu. Zot Rashi. Shtus Mekach Shaninu. Tavke Ktoni Masnisen Shtus Lemekach. She'imo ino Shtus Leshavyo Yishal Mekach. If the ino is a sixth of the true value of the Mekach, have a ino. That's called a ino. That means I know means you're either overcharging or underpaying. So the shir I know is a sixth of the true value of the Mecca. Shema I know shtus l'shavi shemecca have I know. Avol im pochais ayoyseri. What if it's less than a sixth? It's a seventh. A yoyser, it's not a sixth, it's a fifth. Af al pi sheyeshno shtus eitzel mois, even though, if we look at the payment, this is a sixth of the payment that he's overpaying, he's underpaying. Af al pi sheyeshno shtus eitzel mois, shenosan ze. Ain't a kori shtus li es by dinaino. Then it's not called a shtus. Vizeu dinaino, now Rashi comes and tells us dinaino. Dinaino shtus li es amekech kaim, menechad yochalavze, alamavze reino, is mavze deino. Avalin poches mi shtus, if it's less than a shtus, mechile. It's a seventh, it's mechile. Vein mavze le klub, vim yoysa rao shtus neim chayzum. Bekitzel, this is Rav, which is very, very understandable. Shtus l'mekka. Ushmu l'omar, now we're going to see Chedushim. Ushmu l'omar, Shtus mois nami shanino. Shmuel said there's another way we can also cheshben shtus. If it's a sixth of the money that was paid, it also is adin shtus. Now the Gemara will explain. The Gemara says as follows. Shavi shita v'chamisha. Now let's say we had a chayfetz that is worth six zuz. It was sold for five zuz. The moicha was underpaid a zuz. So that's a sixth. That means he was not completely paid. He was underpaid a sixth of the Mecca. He was paid five. Or Shavi Shita Bishive. Or the Mecca was worth six zuz. He sold it for seven zuz. So Lemaisa the Lekeach overpaid a sixth of the value of the Mecca. Six is a six zuz. So he paid an extra zuz. Kuli almei loy pligi. This everyone agrees. Rav and Shmuel, the bosa mekach oslinen. We go bosa the mekach. Voino have it. And this is called doino. Keep ligi. Where do we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? Shavi chamsha b'shite. Vishavi Shiva Bishita. Now, let's go one at a time. Shavi Hamsha Bishita. The Mekach is worth five zuz. The Mekach is worth five zuz. He charged him six zuz. He charged him six zuz. No, now a zuz, a sixth of five is less than a zuz. Is less than a zuz. He overcharged him a zuz, so this is yesa mishtus. If you go bosa the mekach, if you go bosa the mekach, it's yesa mishtus. It should be bittel mekach. That's if you look at the Shavius of the Mecca. If you look at the money he paid a sixth more than he should have paid. He should have paid five, and he paid six. He gave him six. He gave him six. So if you look at the mois that was paid, forget about the Mecca. You look at the mois that was paid, he paid him a sixth more than he should have paid. So Memele, he gave him six zuz. He should have given them five zuz. So he gave him an extra zuz. This is, so in the mois, it's a sixth more. In the mekach, it's a bittel mekach. In the mois, it's a sixth more. Now, shavi chamsha b'shita, or v'shavi shiva b'shita. It was worth seven. And he sold it to him for six. Now, a sixth of seven is more than a zuz. A sixth of seven is more than a zuz. So, Lemaise, he underpaid him less than a shtus. So it's a mechila. That's if you learn, if you go according to the mekach. If you go according to the mois, if you go according to the mois, so Lemaisa, he paid him a sixth more than he should, he underpaid him a zuz, which is a sixth of what he did pay him. So now that's what the Gemara says over here. Keep ligi shavi chamsha b'shita, Vishavi Shiva Vishita. Lishmuel to Oma Bosa Mois Ozlinon. According to Shmuel that says you go Bosa Mois. So in these two cases, Idi the Idi Aino Ave. So this is also Aino. This is Aino. It was worth Shavi Shiva Beshite or Shavi Hamisha Beshite. So in the Mois, this is also Aino. La Rav the Omar Basa Mecca Chaslina. Rav says you don't look at the money that was paid. You look at the Shavis, how much the Mekach was worth. Ishavi Chamisha Bishita, he overcharged him as Zuz. She overcharged him more than a Shtus. This bit of Mekach habit. Shavi Shiva Bishita, Mechila habit. So it's called Mechila. So that's a Machlekes Rav Ishmu. Ushmuel Omar, and Shmuel said, Ki amrinin mechile ubitul mekach. When is there a mechile ubitul mekach? Heicha deleke shtus mishneit stodim. That it means, Sai mitzad the mois, Sai mitzad the mekach, it's not a shtus. So then we have the Hagdara of Bittl Mekach Mechila. Avol Heicha Dike Shtus Mitzad Echot Eino Habi. But if it's a Shtus Mitzad the Mois, let's say, or Shtus Mitzad the Mekach, then it has a Din of Eino. That is the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Let us just see Rashi and Tosfos.